Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm C.B. Darogi. This week, The Circular Dilemma by David Rich. With an exhale, Damaray unclipped a lint-free cloth from his desk, snatched it from the air, and wiped his glasses. He preferred staying hidden in his cozy interior office in the bowels of the orbital counterweight station of the International Space Elevator. But the imminent lunch meeting with his iron-willed boss, Martina, was causing him waves of mild nausea. En route to the concourse, Damaray traversed a corridor, newly refurbished, surrounded by glass. Stars twinkling to his left were the realm of his childhood dreams. He'd spent 2 decades securing a career in the cosmos, having declined many otherwise enticing terrestrial-based professional opportunities. To his right, a troubled blue sphere, humankind's birthplace, bathed in blackness. Ominous cloud spirals mottled the earth. His solar plexus burned upon eyeing a hurricane grazing his hometown, Indianapolis. Damaray thought of his parents, who'd always told him, "Let your own aspirations guide you, not someone else's. Chase the stars, Damaray." He imagined the storm over Indiana would pass if he stared long enough. Then a canvasser shoved an Earth Forever pamphlet toward him. He'd always refused them, imagining what his parents would say. But what if following his own aspirations meant reading the pamphlet? He could argue this in circles. Damaray grasped the leaflet, perusing it while walking the bustling concourse. The pamphlet's dribble was familiar. Opportunist space corporations were exploiting climate disaster fears, herding people into space stations, generation ships, and colonies. Meanwhile, Earth provided oxygen, water, food, gravity, and a protective magnetosphere. However ravaged, Earth, not the frigid vacuum of space, remained our choicest habitat. Damaray lowered the acerbic manifesto to his hip. By nature, human beings explored, discovered, and conquered challenges. He viewed the majestic concourse of the space station, a testament to human progress. For certain, the rabble-rouser had come up the elevator to belittle those like him who'd chosen bold careers. Damaray's employer, Star Transit Corporation, headquartered on Counterweight Station, operated the space elevator. Management discouraged reading subversive material, so he scanned for the nearest trash box. Finding none, he pocketed the flyer. His boss, Martina, was already buckled into her seat at Looney's Pub when Damaray arrived. Looney's pinned placemats featured an illustrated elevator car, a hockey puck with windows ribboned along the curved surface. In the foremost window, a sturdy over-the-shoulder harness secured a smiling boy pointing at the stars. Demery's eyebrows rose. "I ordered our usuals so we can focus. How much can we increase transit capacity?" Martina asked, wasting no time. Space elevator demand was skyrocketing, placing pressure on all Star Transit employees. Greater elevator speeds, running more cars, and adding seats hadn't satisfied corporate management. Larger elevator cars would take too long to design and build. Ergo, they'd fast-tracked a plan to strip out all seating, forcing passengers to stand. Damaray wanted the elevator to thrive, but he resisted the plan. "It's complicated," he said. Martina glared. "It's not like riding the subway," Damaray shrieked. "It's math," Martina chided. "How many people can squeeze into a 30-meter diameter circle?" Demeray's eyes scrunched, dismayed by her superficial view of the problem. He inhaled and replied, "We use a standard population of individuals with varying physical attributes. We took routine motion patterns on the ride from Earth Pacific Station and calculated the root mean square diameter that various passenger loads required before major injuries occurred."
"Fair."
"But we found a wide, two-tailed distribution of potential outcomes. Weather jolts the car. Someone's unusually large or frail. There's always some likelihood of people being crushed to death."
"I understand statistics," Martina said with a cutting laugh, rolling her hands.
Space had inherent dangers, including death. But Martina's dismissiveness irked him. Damaray elaborated.
With reasonable safety margins, we can increase capacity 32%.
Unacceptable! We need double that!
But we risk fatalities! The pamphlet was still in Damaray's pocket. Beneath the table, his finger jabbed at it, as if scratching an unshakable itch.
The elevator saves people from dying on Earth. Give me the highest imaginable passenger load. Cram them in until they can hardly breathe. And calculate the inflection point where net human survival rates turn positive. Your modeling work will justify our solution.
The waiter attached two lunch trays to the table.
This plan will proceed.
Damaray lifted the flap of his entree's containment lid. The vinegary odor of fish and chips provided a respite from the station's pervasive irradiated plastic stench. Martina continued.
You're the number cruncher, Damaray. Leadership makes the tough decisions.
Though the remainder of lunch was small talk, he ruminated over his assignment. Martina's inflection point wouldn't demonstrate what management wanted to hear. The warming Earth offered hazards, but so did space, not even accounting for a perilous elevator ride. Regardless, was it acceptable to kill 10 to save 11? After leaving the pub, Damaray observed passers-by on the concourse with their countless clanks of magnetic boots. He imagined himself featured in an academic case study on science, business, and ethics in the 22nd century. People were journeying throughout the solar system and beyond. How many were explorers like him? And how many were clinging to industry-promoted suppositions that space was a refuge from Earth's raging storms? Damaray recalled the illustrated boy beaming at the stars on Looney's placemats. The child's smile felt too familiar. The concourse window facing Earth revealed Indianapolis under cyclone clouds. Indeed, with every severe weather pattern, was another soul's hometown. Let your own aspirations guide you. It was time to take action with no office to hide in. An hour later, he rode a deserted car back to Earth. Humanity needed his skills in the fight to save the planet. Earth forever.
This has been The Circular Dilemma, written by David Rich and first published in shortstory.me.
Thanks for tuning in to Manawaker Studios' Flash Fiction Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to hear from you. You can always drop us a note at podcast@manawaker.com or post on the Manawaker Discord server. A link is in the show notes. You could also leave a review in your favorite podcast app. Share the show with your friends who love stories. And make sure to subscribe. Your support means the world to us.